Blog Talk Radio.
Evening. It's 9 at 9 back at the hour here at the Wisconsin Dells, in Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin. Let me apologize. I've been gone for a couple of days now and still recovering from this cold that I got for about 2 days ago. Yeah. I started developing sore throat and went into a cold. And now I'm doing fine. I didn't get really sick. I just had some cold and runny nose and, sneeze a lot, water eyes and stuff like that. Boy, oh boy, I heard it's been going around, so what can you do? Nothing. But besides the point there, I'm going to go ahead and do the show with this. Again, forgive me for my... My voice is all screwy. Doesn't even sound like me. But we'll live. We'll move on. Tonight we're going to be talking about the 9 at 9, the infamous 9 at 9. Great Inferno. We'll go through the your host. We'll go through the 9 topics right at 9 o'clock. Shall we? Shall we? Shall we? That's right. First of all, let me congratulate those who's having a birthday today. Happy, happy, happy birthday to all my Facebook friends and my friends. I always do that because you are my truly friends. You make me all googly inside. So that's enough. That's enough. That's enough. All right. Let's start, shall we? If you guys want to call in, 347-884-8125. You can listen in. You don't have to call in. If you're really shy, you listen in. You have nothing there. Or you can go to blocktalkradio.com/greatinferno. That's G-R-8-Inferno. Or join me in a chat room. You can just click the link that says start chat. Right there. You can do that. Yeah, that's right. Waiting on my co-host to call in, and we are going to get ready and go ahead and without him or her and him, or she or he, we'll go ahead and undo that. All right, first up, we are going to talk about the current events. Things we're going to be talking about here is on the news. That's right, on the news. On the news, let's get the, my co-host in here. Are you there, co-host?
Yes, I am.
Yes,
here.
You are. All right. Forgive my, my voice right now. I'm kind of a little in the cloud, night. A little sniffle. Just want to make sure it doesn't offend you or anything or some, It is me, though. It's me. It's the Great Inferno. I've been, thanks for the OPC3 that I've been taking, that I was recommended to take. And it's been helping me a lot. And helping my voice, actually. My voice. My Barry White voice. It's back. No, I can't do that. So what's new with you?
A lot of things, this is a very busy week for my husband and me and our family. We have, Easter was yesterday. And then tomorrow we have out-of-state funeral, memorial service and funeral to go to for 2 days. And then we have a very big conference coming to town. Our business is actually the business we're involved with is Mark and America. We're independent distributors, and the big regional convention's coming in. Coming to town, but I'm not sure if we're going to be able to make it. I really, really want to go, but My husband's job, he works a job besides the business, and you know, he's not able to get off and daycare and all that kind of stuff because we have five
mm-hmm.
kids. So, but I really, if I could go, you know, if it was in our budget to be able to go and everything like that, and not just budget, but if a babysitter lined up with the regional, that will really help out, you know. But if not, we're still planning on stopping by and say hi to the people, you know, the people that we know, meet new people
mm-hmm.
there. And so,
mm-hmm.
yeah, we have a pretty busy week ahead of us. And so, yeah, yep,
mm.
yep.
All right. Well, let's go off and start talking about this. I read this on the news earlier today. I don't know if you heard the rescue plan, you know, from rescuing a U.S. captain from the hands of the pirates off in Somali. You know, yeah, there's still
yeah.
the same, you know, modern day pirates. Kids, if you're thinking about pirates, you know, you read in the books, Johnny Depp, those are not the same pirates as we're dealing in this modern day age, you know, like today, okay? They're not cool, although back then it was not cool either, but somehow some, you know, people kind of propagated that too into the standard where it's cool to be pirates and it's cool to talk like pirates. Right, so moving on. Now, the United States actually, and I applaud President Obama for approving that, actually twice, the plan to rescue a USC captain, and they did. So the United States is actually considering a new strategies in the aftermath of this high seas hostage drama, including adding Navy gunships along the Somali coastline and launching a campaign to disable pirate motherships. Where is the mothership? I mean, it's not an ocean. It's out on the land. We know all these pirates coming from, you know?
Mm.
So the rescue of an American hostage and the killing of the three Somali pirates, actually the Navy SEALs, you know, killed them. And it also increases the pressure on the U.S. and the international leaders to use a newly granted authority to hunt pirates on land. So, yeah, hunt them on land, like where they came from. You know, they don't just hang around the ocean and, you know,
right.
have their mothership like back in the day and then stay there for a very long time. No, they go home to their home country, to their land, to their house, they sleep, you know. So hunt them there. So let's talk about this. What do you think about this, you know, there's this new strategy that's President Obama's trying to set forth and get everyone rallying to get this thing taken care of.
I think that's good. Put fear of the government in the, well, they should really have, the pirates should really have a fear of God in their, you know, in their heart. But,
interesting. I don't think pirates would have that, though.
Well, I know, but, like, maybe they'll think twice that, hey, I can't just go to land and hide there. You know, they'll come after me.
Oh, yeah.
Know? Like,
right.
if that law
right.
is holy passed.
Holding them accountable. That's right.
Did you know that, do you know why the Navy was even started?
No.
History
well,
of the
well, yeah,
Navy.
I kind of do, but, you know, enlighten me. Go ahead.
Okay. I don't know, 1700s or 1800s, but the Navy was started because a lot of Islamic, actually, people were actually doing the same thing, pirates. They were kidnapping and taking...
Oh, well, you know, you're not generalizing the Islam here now, do you?
No, I'm saying that...
Oh, okay,
there,
they were happy to be Islam, okay.
Yeah, that
you know,
the people...
Yeah, I don't want any
know.
Hate mails and...
No, the people happen to be that of that religion, and they were capturing American ships.
Mm-hmm.
So the president at that time said, hey, you know, we got to come up with some plan, because what they were doing was they were saying, we'll let you guys go through this part of the
ocean.
So
you mean the U.S. president at the time? Okay.
Right. So
because
the Islamic leaders of the, like, of the pirates, that
mm-hmm.
they said that they would let the Americans pass through that passageway if they would pay them $1 million. Otherwise, they would take over
mm-hmm.
their over the U.S.
No, you enlightened me. Yeah, I know you. I know
so,
the president.
So that's what happened.
Yep.
They established the Navy to fight back. instead
well, they
of
actually, yeah, they
the
seized. Mm-hmm, they actually seized the. I think it was Captain Thomas Jefferson, isn't it? They actually seized the ship, and actually he took, you know, the Quran as a souvenir, you know, which is the same Quran with you know, that he, Congressman Ellis from Minnesota was sworn in. Yeah, that was the same thing. So anyway, yeah. So the question is, what do you think about this? I know we don't want any lecture or anything history on that. What do you think? Sorry.
I just said. I'll repeat it.
All right. What do you think about? Yeah, I know you said that already, but what I'm just saying is that the main thing is, do you think it's gonna work?
Well, I think it would work.
We gotta try something, right?
Yeah. And then but then again, I think it's gonna perhaps get in there. Well, what's the difference between pirates and somebody who is escaping the law of America and goes into Mexico? They'll probably be well, why do they get off to go to Mexico and they're not chased, whereas the pirates are chased, you know?
The pirates, yeah. Yeah, let's get another caller over here. Caller 3944, what you take on this? Are you there, caller? Caller 3944?
Hello.
Did I go?
Hey.
Yeah, hey.
Frodo.
Who's this?
It's Evan.
Oh, Nate. I'm the Great Inferno, the host. You know, no one knows about Frodo around here. Frodo is the Frodo Baggins of the Shire.
Oh, sorry. I didn't think I was actually talking yet. I was listening to see what the conversation was about.
There's going to be a lot of conversation. You join it. We're talking about pirates, man. Have you seen it in the news or about the
pirates? Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, what do you think? I think Obama, President Obama, is saying that, you know, he wants to rally all the international, different countries and allies to, you know, to go get them in the land, you know, where they came from, like Somalia and stuff. Do you agree?
Why are we
going
to start another war? Why are we going to start
another
war?
Not a war, man.
It's another thing where we're going to go out and we're going to just try to find somebody and piss people off.
No.
Why don't we just mind our own business? We get guns on our own ships. We deal with pirates our own way. They dump the bodies overboard if they try to attack. No harm, no foul. I mean, if you got a freaking dinghy going against a barge, your ship could easily run that barge or that little dinghy over, take care of the guys, and you can move on with your life, and nobody's the wiser. Do you think anybody's going to really sit there and go, my husband's missing. He went to go hijack a cruise ship, and he's missing. Is anybody really going to say, I'm upset by that?
Well, to tell you the truth, man, it's, you know, this pirate attack has been going on for years now, and I think all the international countries, as far as Spain and all that, part of NATO, it's looking at us. You know, they're going to go hey, why don't you do something about it? Just like what happened to Iraq. It's been they violated 120 some,
deal with it for once.
Right. So
I understand that America is trying to help out the world and everything, but where's everybody else in this deal?
That's exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say get NATO involved. You know what I mean? We put so much money in that thing, NATO, whatever you want to call it, the United Nations and all that stuff, billions of dollars a year, you know? Why do we have to go there? Just send people
basically
over there.
The U.S. is sitting there, and we're part of the United Kingdom or whatnot, right? And whenever there's a problem, we take care of it. We're like the big gun in the redneck's closet, all right? When he's shooting at a squirrel and he can't get it, who do they call? They get out the big gun. They get out a stick of dynamite. They'll take care of it that way. Why can't we just shoot it with the little guns? I don't know. I don't even know who else is in the U.N. That's how many other people are part of the U.N. I don't even know.
No, there's – I mean – Yeah, do you agree?
I mean, I don't see
that even Iran. Iran's part of UN.
And we're attacking in Iran, aren't we?
And they're building nuclear, stuff to blow up Israel. You know, they said that.
Hey, we're great. We're glad to be part of the team, though, guys. Way to go. You guys keep fighting. We're just going to try to make peace, but you guys just do your own little thing here, okay?
That's right. That's
basically what it seems like we're doing. We're trying to solve peace, but yet we're letting the school kids fight over a cookie, all right?
That's right. That's right. Well, I think we beat the crap out of that right now. We'll move on, shall we? Because we have like 9 topics to go, and we got like, what, 40 minutes? So final thought on that will be, yeah, some say, you know, a lot of people will disagree on that, but I think Barack Obama's going to give it in a shot. So go ahead, and we'll, here we go. Here we go. You like cartoon characters. You're a big fan of cartoons, right?
Oh, yeah, big fan of cartoons.
Cartoons? Yeah, Nate Dogs. Well, here's the 15 cartoon characters that always get the shaft, okay? So, Elmer Fudd. You like Elmer Fudd. Jiminy Rabbit, you know, stuff like that. Rabbit. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Elmer Fudd was actually introduced to the animated cartoons back in 1940, you know. The guy in Tex Avery and Chuck Jones and the fictional cartoon characters and all that. It actually called Egghead back then. He used to believe it had been prototype of Elmer Fudd. So he's been actually chasing rabbits at all time. You know, just, all these years. I don't think he ever caught him. I think one time he did.
I don't think he ever did. I think the closest he ever came to shooting him was getting a carrot to blow up his gun. I think he held his ears one time when he was playing dead, and then he got away again.
I think he tied him up and put an apple on his mouth and a bunny, you know.
He still got away, though. I don't remember how. But he got away.
He ended up eating the apple and kissed him. I don't know. So, you know, nay or yay, do you like Elmer Fudd? Elmer Fudd? Fudd?
Not really. He's kind of like the slow dimwit with a gun. You know?
Redneck from down south.
it's kind of like the black powder gun, you know. He just forgets to put the black powder in it, you know.
Yeah, he's not even loaded. It's just
he's got the muzzle loader with all the powder and everything. He forgot to buy pellets, you know.
Yeah.
It makes a big noise, but it doesn't really hurt anybody except for your ears. Not a big fan of Elmer Fudd, no.
No big fan. What about you, co-host?
Well, I don't know. I'm not really a big fan of those kind of cartoons, so.
No? All right.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Daffy Duck, who's actually created and animated by Tex Avery again and Bob Camplin and Wacky Scrooble. Daffy Duck made its first appearance in the Looney Tunes since April 1937. Boy, that was old. Whew. Daffy seems to have a tendency to fall in the loser side, on the winner loser, you know, like that. And the Looney Tunes have always been a loser. His schemes uncannily backfire only to place where his sadistic rabbit contemporary, you know, again, the Bunny Rabbit. Big fan or a nay?
Of Daffy Duck?
Yeah, Daffy Duck.
Oh, yes, by far, yes. It was like the arch nemesis of Superman, you know?
Yeah, like Lex Luthor.
Yeah, they always fought, but yet I was just kind of like, are you really trying this again? Okay, I'm just going to hand you a bomb. It's going to blow up in your face, and then somehow magically, your face is not going to explode. Your beak is going to be on the backside of your head, but yet the stupid idiot keeps coming, and you just love to watch him. It's just like, really? Okay, you're gonna try it.
Hey, yeah, remember that thing with Doc Dodgers when he was in Doc Dodgers? He was a good guy then, right? He was fighting Martian, the Martian Marvin or something like that.
Oh, Marvin the Martian.
He's not always a nemesis. Yeah, Doc Dodgers in the 21st century. That one.
Yeah, I forgot about him and Marvin. It was kind of like a role reversal. It was like he finally learned his lesson and said, I'm really not going to win against somebody, so let's find a slow-witted kid here, and let's play against Marvin who can't speak, really.
Yes. What about you, co-host Daffy Duck?
Yeah, I like Daffy Duck.
You like Daffy Duck?
I would like to see Bugs Bunny go against Marvin the Martian, just to see, you know, what would even happen.
I think they did. Remember that thing one time we went to the moon, and you got this big guy named George, like, go work, my name is George. Yeah, you don't remember that?
I do not recollect that one.
Yeah, I think he was in there, but anyway, move on. Sylvester the Cat.
Buster the Cat.
Yeah, Tweety. I thought I put the cat.
Oh, yeah.
Sylvester the Cat.
I forgot his name. I thought it was Sylvester.
Sylvester, that's funny. Yeah, the cat.
Yeah. I love him, man. He's just trying to do his job, you know. God put him on the street to eat something.
He's got to eat something, you know.
But, you know, you'd really think the owners of the house would really do something, you know, put some mice or some rat poison down or something. That cat's really not catching him. He can't catch one mouse.
No.
After, like, what, 27 years? That mouse has a long life, and that cat should have been dead a long time ago.
Yeah, I agree. It's been that long, yeah. What about you, girls? Do you like Sylvester the cat?
Yeah, but I don't think he chased the mouse. I think that was Tom and Jerry, right?
No, he chased the Tweety the bird and
then the mouse, yeah.
Yeah, the.
Wow, you guys really watch cartoons a lot.
Yeah, well, what is his name? The Mexican dude. The
but
mouse,
that was like,
mouse.
Speedy Gonzalez.
Speedy Gonzalez. Arriba, arriba. That's right. And then, you know what? He had like a cousin that was really slow. What was his name?
Yeah, I don't remember his cousin, but that was just the most racist thing ever. I mean, his cousin was the stereotypical Mexican. And he's like, "Hello, are you doing, baby? I'm just going to sit around." You know, Speedy was just on coke, right?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Andale, I am in speed right now.
Coming, Andale.
Right. Speaking of speed, Wile E. Coyote. He was actually created in 1948. Roadrunner and Coyote.
You know, that company, Acme.
Jones. Yeah, the Acme guy.
Acme just made $1 million off of that guy. And I want to know how he got all that money to buy that stuff, because that had to have been expensive catapults.
He talking about those catapults and whatever things that he gets from the mail, packages and stuff, that always sending to him?
If it doesn't work, did he get a store credit, or did he return it, or, I mean, what happened, you know? I've never understood.
Where do you think he shopped?
Acme store.
Yeah, the Acmeville and the Acme store. But he's always like, I mean, he would never die. I mean, first time I've seen a movie, a cartoon, I thought, oh, yep, he's dead. He's dead.
He'd be on the edge of the cliff, and he'd, blow up a bomb or something like that. The edge of the cliff would fall, he'd spin on the rock, and then somehow he'd be under the rock, fall, 3 miles, and the rock would fall on top of him. In my mind, there would be a lot of blood, but instead, he just kind of pushes the rock over, has a lump on his head, and burns spinning around it. And then he's he's being outwitted by a dumb bird who can't even fly.
Right. He always says it, beep, beep.
Right? It's like a geometric was under the hood of that car, or under the hood of the bird.
Right. Beep, beep. Are you a fan or no?
Yes.
Yes. What about your co-host? Fan of the Wile E. Coyote, huh?
I said somewhat.
Yeah. Somewhat? Why?
Because it's my favorite.
Oh, okay. Well, move on. Charlie Brown. You know, this cartoon is fails in almost everything he does, which can be seen as a definitive distinction between him and his creator, the guy named Charles Monroe Schultz. You know, Charles Brown's retired and all that. So the lovable loser, he's the loser in that character, is a series of seemingly permanent case of bad luck. Always, you know. I remember that thing one time he had a Charlie Brown Christmas tree and it got little petals.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny. But I am not a big fan of Charlie Brown. I never really get into it. What about you, Nate Dogg?
I just think that the whole town just needs to change their clothes just once. You know, maybe they're allowed to turn around, get a load of laundry. I mean, there's one kid that's got dirt chasing him all the time. And they still want to hang out with him. I mean, if there's a kid who's got dirt chasing him, I'm really going to be like, hey, guys, he's coming. Let's tell him we're going to play hide-and-go-seek and then just ditch him. You know, I wasn't a big fan of it because there was just so much wrong with it that I was just like, really? They're believing in a giant pumpkin? A giant pumpkin, really.
Yeah, I remember that. That shit was funny, too. Oh,
and
then
the tree that got eaten? Come on.
Yeah.
Clearly, squirrels got to that tree.
What about you, Coach? Charlie Brown, thumbs up, thumbs down. You like him?
Probably thumbs down. I don't really watch that maybe a few times in my life that I can remember.
Oh, okay. All right, move on. Odie from Garfield.
Uh-huh.
The dog. What do you think, Coach? You know, that yellow dog with that big mouth and... Looks like a penguin to me.
I think I like Garfield better.
You like Garfield better? What about you, Nate Dogg? Odie?
Just
Odie the dog.
I love Garfield and how much he makes fun of John, but Odie just seems like, I don't even know what even to say. He's just not even there, you know. He's just like an inanimate object, like a lamp in the back of the room of the Christmas Story, you know. It's there just to make the story plot. It really doesn't do anything. Just a fill-in, right? Yeah.
He's just a fill-in, yeah. Yeah, I'm not really a big fan of Odie either. I mean, it could be, Garfield is the main attraction, and John, you know, and Odie is just, like you said, is a fill-in, you know, like a, I don't know, if he disappeared, it'd be like, Garfield would be Garfield, you know what I mean?
Did you notice in the newer cartoons, too, that John actually got a girlfriend?
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't think it was possible. Maybe that was the one
thing. On a movie, too, in a movie, he had a girlfriend.
If you ever notice, dogs get women. Maybe he took that dumb dog for a walk and got a girl.
He started
Maybe he
using
actually
his brain.
Right?
All right. Remember that Ren and Stimpy? What about Stimson? Stimpy the Stimpy J-Cat. His name is Stimson J-Cat. So what a name. Stimson.
No?
Yeah.
That was as dumb as Beavis and Butthead. That had zero plot, and all it was disgusting things. It was like the kid at school who just made farting noises to make people laugh. It was funny the first time, but just stop it, okay? I think that time. It's annoying.
He's like an overgrown or overweight chihuahua.
I don't even know what he was. And then what was his friend? Was he like a giant guinea pig or something?
I don't know. I think it was supposed to be a cat, a dog.
A dog and a cat or a hamster and a guinea pig? I mean, I was always confused by it.
Who knows? Yeah, they said it was a cat or a dog, but, you know, they look like all, like, you know, kind of medically...
naked mole rats or something.
Yeah, something happened to them in the lab somewhere. What about you, co-host, that Ren and Stimpy the Cat? Stimpy the Cat?
Were they on Cartoon Network?
Yeah, a long time. Started a long time ago. I think they still do reruns and stuff.
Started on Nickelodeon.
I remember, I'm not a fan of that because it's crude humor.
Exactly.
Like that. Not very nice humor.
Yeah.
Like I don't watch shows like... I haven't watched that show.
What about this? Johnny Bravo. Hey, lady. Johnny Bravo on Cartoon Network. The guy that, you know, is always fixing his hair. Johnny Bravo.
Not a clue, huh?
So it comes down. Well, this guy, Johnny Bravo, is the Johnny Bravo himself. Animated series. Johnny Bravo is always like, supposedly possesses the good looks of James Dean and the voice of Elvis Presley. Oh, hello. You know, like, thank you very much. But, yeah, I'll give him a thumbs down. Huh?
So he had a slur like the king.
Oh, yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, both of you will give him a thumbs down. Now, anyway, the Meg Griffin from Family Guy. Thumbs down? Huh?
Thumbs up.
This girl, actually, you know, it's been, I think she's 16, 17, but it's been like years now, and she never really.
Oh, yeah. She's got a driver's license.
She's got to be like 21 by now.
It's amazing that she hasn't committed suicide, you know? It is honestly amazing. And you know what, though? If you know who does the voice of that, you are just simply looking at her going, the real one.
Oh, I know who's doing the voice in that. You don't have to tell me that.
From that 70s show. Come on, man.
Yeah. What's her name again? Mila Kunis? Cooties?
Mila Kunis or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. Mila Mila Kunis. Mila Kunis. Yeah, she does have that little, you know, nubile, what do you call that voice that, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, if you've ever looked at her hat, it looks like a condom. It really does. It's just, you know, right over the tip, the little roll, it's just like...
I never thought about that when I'm looking at a picture right now, yeah, since you mentioned it.
Yeah, look at it.
It's a pink. Yeah. So, thumbs down, thumbs up. You like Meg?
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
She
yeah. What about you?
The sport on the jokes.
Co-host. Thumbs down, thumbs up.
Yeah, I think I like Maggie. Meg. But
Meg.
Not,
okay.
Not Stewie.
Oh, yeah, no one loves Stewie. No one likes him. Yeah, can you buy a woman? Kenny McCormick from South Park. What do you think? He's the most unfortunate character in Trace Parker's and Matt Stone's series of South Park. You know, he's poor. You know, each episode, Kenny Matt's assumed by actually getting killed, and only to return unharmed. You know, that's what I don't understand. I thought he died like in the last episode, and this episode he's going to die again. That's what happened. So he lives in a dilapidated home with his alcoholic and unemployed parents who eat nothing but waffles.
Dad.
Yeah. Thumbs up, thumbs down. What do you think, Nate Dogg?
You got to love somebody that just rises from the ashes every day, It's like Jesus every day. You don't even know if this kid is a bad kid. You don't know because you never hear what he says. He has no actions. He just goes, oh,
and then
the
kids, other kids translate him.
I shouldn't compare him to Jesus, but the same act is done every day, so that is impressive. Either he met Jesus one day and learned that one trick, or I don't know who he met, maybe David Blaine or something like that. I don't know, but that is simply amazing.
So thumbs up. What about you, Coase? Thumbs up, thumbs down.
South Park, so
can't
really...
Oh, okay, thumbs down?
Yeah.
All right. Now, what about the guy, Futurama, this Dr. Zoidberg?
Oh, my goodness, you brought up Futurama. That is one of the greatest shows ever, and they canceled it.
Really?
And you gotta love Zoidberg. Honestly, you do. He's a man who has stink. He's a man who somehow miraculously got a doctor's degree, and they still employ him, even though he has no clue what to do.
He doesn't have a disposable, but he doesn't have fingers. He has,
claws. He has claws.
Yeah.
He's basically a giant walking crab.
Yeah.
He knows nothing about anatomy, but they still pay him. Not very much.
Exactly.
He's still on the team.
If
you have a doctor that doesn't know much, but he can sew a head back on, you got to appreciate him.
Yep. And also, he wears that... scrubs and there's a doctor thing on top of that and, whatever, and he wears flip-flops. That's what I like.
Yeah, the flip-flops really top it off, too.
My life was hard, Barn. Thumbs up. All right, what about your co-host? A thumbs down or a thumbs up?
I think I like Futurama. I haven't seen it very much, but I think I like it.
Okay.
It's an okay show to watch once in a while.
All right. No, I don't know if you guys know. What about Susie Durkins and the recurring character of Bill Watterson's comic strip, Calvin and Hobbes? Susie Durkins. I don't know what. I think I've seen this.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah.
I didn't follow much of Calvin and Hobbes myself.
Yeah.
And
I don't know. So I'll give her a thumbs down. Anyway, Carl Brutanadolisky. From the Aqua Teen Hunger Force. That guy, the bald guy, the fat dude, the hairy dude, that wears a necklace and a hairy Catholic neighbor.
The whole show is just really, really rank to me. They're walking around with half-rotten meat just rolling in the dirt.
Master Shake.
They got
Wad.
Master Shake and the giant French fry. Why would you want that? Especially
the
meat. You could dust off the French fries, but the meat's rolling in the dirt. Why would you want to talk to him? The fact that the neighbor has not eaten them is just amazing.
Yeah, exactly. It's just meat wad and that Frylock, which is supposedly an African American. All right. Enough of that stereotyping. Milhouse Van Houten. From Simpsons.
Thumbs way up.
Way up. You like him, huh?
Way up. Anybody that's on The Simpsons, the greatest running TV show ever. You got to love it,
Yeah. I like Simpsons. What about you, Coase? Thumbs down?
I like Simpsons.
Up?
Huh? I like Simpsons. Who's Milhouse, though? I don't watch it
Milhouse
very much.
Milhouse is the four eye kid.
Bart's best friend.
Yeah.
And I like Bart.
Dorky. Huh?
Blue hair.
He's kind of bald.
No, he's not bald. He's young. He's a kid. He's a four eye.
Blue hair, glasses.
Did he show a square head?
No, I don't know.
You got a picture up for
her. Nice guy, if he's a nice guy.
Miles is they call him that little wiener. Bart Simpson calls him that little wiener. Yeah, I'm giving him thumbs up because it's cool. What about Klaus Heisler?
Huh?
Who? Sorry, you didn't say that. Klaus Heisler is an East German Olympic ski jumper turned goldfish by the CIA to prevent his winning in a gold medal in a man character. He's a Stan Smith family pet and Seth Mike Vargas. Remember the American Dad?
That show is so underrated, and you just got to love him, you know? You just gotta love it. He's such a positive attitude for a man who used to be an Olympic athlete, and now he can barely swim 2.5 inches. And he has no appreciation, hardly any food. And yet he's still got a positive attitude, you know? And you know he's a player, because he's always trying to get the mom, you know? I can't even think of her name right now, Stan's wife, but, you know, he's just such a player. He's like, what's up? You know I'm a fish.
Well,
you know, thank
you. That kind of reminds me of Brian from Family Guy.
Yeah, but at least Brian, like, he was born that way, and he overcame his, you know, thing of being a dog and you know, rose to the ability to be a human. The fish, you know, he kind of backstepped, and yet he rose to the occasion, you know, and he's kind of, like, set back from what he was. And now he's still, like, got the same attitude. You know, Brian, he's just like, yeah, so what? This is who I am. My gay cousin even can do it, he says, you know. He's got a gay cousin dog, and yet he can do it, too. But no, the goldfish, come on. Come on.
All right, I think that's we beat the crap out of there right now. We got speeding up over here. I read an article reading earlier about the Facebook users. Actually, that there's a research I've done. I don't know who did the research on this, but they're all like maybe all high on cocaine or something. But they say Facebook users get worse grades in college, so they blame it on Facebook users. I'm a Facebook user. Aren't you? Are you
looking right now?
Yeah. They said Facebook users have lower overall grades than non-users. How do you know they're not using Facebook or any type of, you know, networking friends stuff, you know?
That's just horse crap, man, because I was in college before Facebook was around, and you know what? I failed out of college before Facebook, so that just kind of tells you what that's got to do with it.
So Facebook, exactly. It has nothing to do with it. It's just, man. So the survey of the college students who also, ironically, said the social networking site does not interfere with studying. It does not. I mean, social networking is just like going to the internet.
So what do you got to do with that? You know, where's the blame on MySpace?
we can always blame it on MySpace.
You should always blame it on MySpace, because anything that's wrong with Facebook, everybody on Facebook has migrated from MySpace. So you know what? Blame it on MySpace.
Yeah.
That's what you should do.
I actually do both. I do both. What about you, co-host? What do you think? Facebook user gets worse grades in college? Agree?
That's what I think. I think that it could, like, because people are so concerned with what people wrote to them and passing along all kinds of apps that, you know, whatever, or say apps and birthday requests and all kinds of things, adding that's there. Oh, it can take a couple hours off your study time. But what I really use is at shoppingsuperhighway.com, there's a link to this thing called MA Chatterbox where I can download music, and then I can listen to whatever kind of music or, you know, that I want to download, or even I can download YouTube videos and listen to those while I'm doing my work. You know, like I don't go to college, but I have a lot of things to do, you know, balance checkbook, balance the school hours for the kids. You know, I have to write a lot of stuff down, so I like to listen to something that's going to help me learn, you know, spiritually and other things.
Okay.
And MySpace and Facebook don't offer that for me. So I really don't go on my Facebook very much.
All right. Let's move on, shall we? All right. Actually, this article says that surgeons find tree growing inside a man's lung. Surgeons in Russia, I don't know what they're doing over there, thought they were going to remove a cancerous tumor from a 28-year-old patient, but instead they found a 5-centimeter tree growing inside his lung. Is that a bonsai tree? I don't know. It happened in Russia's Urals region while doctors were operating on Artom Sidorkin. That's the guy's name. The Russian newspapers reported that they suspected that he had cancer, and after he complained of extreme pain in his chest and had been coughing up blood. Ugh. They quote, "I blinked three times and I thought I was seeing things," Surgeon Vladimir Komoskov said. Doctor believed seed ultrasound inhaled a seed, which later sprouted into his lung. What do you think? What do you think is a bonsai tree, or is that a different kind of tree? Maybe a tree that you smoke. What do you think, Nate Dogg?
I have no clue what to say about this. It's just like, did he really have a tree in him? I mean,
that was like a
5-centimeter
tree going. Yeah.
How could you even say it was a tree then? I mean, wouldn't it be kind of like a Brussels sprout?
He's probably five centimeter.
That doesn't really seem like much of a tree. I think I've ran over things bigger than that. I'm confused.
Yeah. So it's probably just a weed, or is this like maybe
it's
a plant?
Grew in dirt. I mean, is this guy just that crappy of white trash or something like that? He's got a growing
it's eating dirt. He's so poor, he's eating dirt and smoking dirt.
Right? What do you mean? How does it grow? They need light, and it's just confusing to me.
Yeah. So what about you, co-host? What do you think? If you find anything growing inside of you, like a tree, what would you what would you think?
I would think that's amazing. It's not funny, but I would think that's amazing. I mean, but it's not even that. It would be very painful because being pregnant.
Well, he was. He said he was in a lot of pain. That's why he went to the doctor.
5 inches is a lot. I mean, I hear of horror stories like where a woman pregnant, she reaches up and the baby's leg goes in between, you know, into her rib cage. That's very painful. But I have a couple comments on that. Number one, I think that must have been injected in him somewhere. Like, I know that blood clot, if it was in his lungs, blood clots from the leg can travel upward towards the lungs. So I would say that maybe that part of the tree actually didn't grow in him, but went, you know, through some part of his body and went up his body into his lungs. The other thing I was going to say is, you know, you hear of parents say, don't swallow that watermelon seed.
Yeah.
It might grow in you.
Well, I like swallowing them.
Well, maybe there's history behind that.
Okay.
Thing.
Well, anyway, let's move on, shall we? Because that guy is in so much pain. I don't want to talk about it because I'm getting, you know, pain also. I don't know why. Maybe I got some tree going inside my leg. Anyway, so this is another test that was fine. Actually, they found out that multivitamins is lacking nutrients and also contaminated. And this is just new that came out. You know, consumerlab.com, they came out with this. This guy's website is based on White Plains, New York, and it's privately held and provides consumer information and independent evaluations of products that affect health and nutrition. So it doesn't say any what type or what company or what type of vitamins that they tested in there, but actually they said several multivitamins, actually including, three of them for kids, exceeded the tolerable upper limits established by the Institute of Medicine of Ingredients, such as vitamin A, folic acid, niacin, and zinc. And they said the multivitamins actually failed, and two out of general multivitamins were short on ingredients. One provided only 50% of what it claimed, as far as like folic acids and all that stuff, and also missing 30% of his calcium. A vitamin water test at the consumer lab that had 15 times its stated amount of folic acid, so drinking one bottle would exceed the tolerable limits for adults. So here's the questions now. I know there's so many things out there. You go to GNC, man, there's like, you know, shelves after shelves, and I don't know, you don't know where to find, and you don't know what to say. You ask the guy and go, hey, why should I take? And they go like, I don't know. So question here, I mean, would you really, I lost my note here. Let's go with you, co-host, real quick. What do you think of the research? What do you think of the finds of this test?
I do believe that stuff is true. I do believe it's true. At shoppingsuperhighway.com, I do know that those are heavily regulated supplements, so that will probably not be something you need to worry about. With the vitamin A, if it's a vitamin A, it's dangerous if it's over the limit, but
yes,
if it's a beta carotene, it's different. And also I was taught by a pharmacist that you can't really overdose in like vitamins, like unless it's like 8 times the recommended daily dosage, you know.
Right.
I mean, I currently take vitamins that has over 100% of my daily value because not everybody's body is the same. So, I mean, as long as it's water soluble And definitely know your source where you're getting it from.
Okay. Now, is this, okay, the test is 2 out of 5 general multivitamins were stored in ingredients. And the 50%, that's a huge advantage. It's like you take one tablet, it means you have to take 2 of them. Nate Dogg, what do you think about this? It leaves you, you know, questioning the lack of, you know, what it contains in the capsule when you go to Walmart or GNC. I mean, what do you? I mean, I don't know if you take those, but where do you go from there?
Man, all I know about those drugs and everything at GNC, all I want to know if I go in there is which is gonna, you know, give me the most performance without, you know, giving me cancer or, you know, shrinking
right.
other parts of my extremities, let's just say. I have no clue. I'm so confused and intimidated when I go in there. I just look at all those pictures.
Yeah,
of people,
you look
know,
in there
and
you go
walls.
Like,
I'm like,
yeah.
How do I get like him? I really not like to be like Johan.
Yeah. So, you know, yeah, so we leave it like that. So what do you think, co-host, one more thing, the 50%, it's like, I mean, is this legit? I mean, the 50% of the what it claims in the capsule and what it contains?
Yeah, there are a lot of companies out there. That's why you definitely have to know your source, like I said. Work with a reputable company, and a lot of places claim that they're reputable, but it's kind of like what you pay for is what you get. And even more expensive brands, like some stuff that you see on TV, you know, that's a lot of times not what it claims on a bottle. But I know personally that the stuff that my husband and I carry, I do know that our company regulates those heavily, and if it's not what it says on the bottle, it's not in the bottle, they do not produce that they do not give that to the customer. They put it on back order and they find out the source of the problem and they fix it before they send it out. So I just know personally that the company that we, you know, we're independent distributors with, that it's heavily regulated with. And for the other caller, you might want to visit shopinsuperhighway.com, take a NutriPhysical, and it will tell you what's good for your specific body, and, you know, it will ask you different health questions, and you can even get a customized supplement for that.
Sure enough. Now let's go move on from that to a hacker. That's from, how did it go from there to there? Who knows, but who cares? Okay. I don't know if you guys heard about this. A hacker was actually, there was a, I don't know, whatever reason, the blogger noticed, I didn't notice that, but, you know, I've read that on a blog somewhere, that last Sunday that a lot of gay-themed books that had suddenly lost their sales rank tags on Amazon.com. So someone, you know, went in there and hacked it. So this guy is actually, you know, coming forward and says, hey, I was behind an Amazon gay book delisting. Is that an anti-gay bias? Computer glitch? A virulent hack? Who knows? But they said, you know, he said that this is an embarrassing and ham-fisted cataloging error from a company that prides itself on offering complete selections, yada, yada, yada. He talks about, you know, sorry and yada, yada, and all that. So that kind of gets you to the question I'm trying to, it's kind of, I'm blabbering here because I'm running out of time and I'm just like trying to put one sentence in another, so forgive me. But anyway, Amazon. Do you shop on Amazon.com, Nate Dogg? And if so, I mean, would you really shop there after this a guy, an anti-guy, anti-gay can just easily hack him?
I don't use Amazon that much. I have once in a while. But, you know, you got to put in your mind, though, that people can hack anything. You know, it's just kind of something that's able to be done with computers. If you're that smart, they can hack anything they want. So it's just, you got to keep that in mind. You know, any website that you're on, it's able to be hacked.
Stetsa, what about you, co-host?
No, I don't shop at Amazon.com. I would go through shopinsuperhighway.com, get paid for going to Books a Million. And also I have a thing called Alpha Shield. It's a hardwire firewall. So from what I've been told, that somebody actually has to be sitting at my computer to hack into my stuff.
I've literally been sitting on my computer one day, and a friend of mine, he was able to hack into my computer and go on my screen. I watched it look like my computer was possessed.
Did you like pee in your pants? So it's, yeah.
No, I kind of knew what was going on because I've seen him do it to other people before, but I was just like, you're such a dick.
I'm don't you hate that when you have that kind of friends? But anyway, it's kind of questioning. A lot of people question is that, that's just Amazon.com. And it's just like, well, yeah, I do believe, you know, so like you said, Nate Dogg, that, you know, a lot of, you know, it's only a matter of times. It's only a matter of times. You know, it's just they can create some program that can hack into you. But actually, those are the software. But if you do have hardware, like, you know, a lot of companies implementing that hardware rather than, you know, software, you know, it's really hard to hack. As you know, the Great Inferno used to hack people. Anyway, let's move on, shall we, huh?
Well, I said I'll let you go, Frodo. There's probably other people. I got to get up early in the morning, so.
You got to get up. All right, thanks for stopping by, man. We got like 10 minutes over, so thanks for stopping by. We'll do this again, all right?
All right, Frodo.
All right, man. We'll talk to you later. That was Nate Dogg from whatever he is. But anyway, we are moving on, shall we? let's talk about Iran. We have 13 minutes here, so let's talk about the Iran says it welcomes nuclear talks with the West. That means, you know, with those countries as opposed to whatever they're doing. So Iran welcomes nuclear talks with the United States and other countries. Tehran's top nuclear negotiator said Monday. So then the negotiator said, the guy named Saeed Halili made the comments during a telephone call with the European Union's foreign policy chief. State television reported, they said during conversation, Halili said the talks should be aimed at constructive cooperation between countries. That means, to me, though, that was done. But to me, that's... He meant, like, quote-unquote, constructive cooperation. You mean, like, help them build whatever they want to build? So, what do you think about this, co-host? Iran's want to talk.
Good. But may
it
be
good?
The truth.
Is it a bluff?
May what they say be the truth and not a lie.
Let's all cross our finger in there. Yeah. But I think it's going to be bluff. I think they're buying some time. What do you think?
Have they done that
in
the past?
It's just a military strategic thing that I read about. Okay, well, no, that was just my theory on that. You know, don't get me all wound up on that. But the United States announced last week that we'd join direct talks with Iran and Britain, China, France, Germany, Russia. They're all seeking to convene, so they're going to be talking to them. The talks aim to break a long deadlock over Iran's nuclear program, which the U.S. and its allies fear aims to build atomic weapons. Iran's denying the charge. Again. So Ahmadinejad said Thursday that Iran would present a new proposal for negotiation, saying, quote, conditions have changed, unquote. That means, quote-unquote, conditions have changed. What it means is it's time to change the plan. All right. Whatever it is, you know, Barack Obama and his administration, you know, they're willing to talk, you know, all talks are always on the table. But they better not be fall into that trap. They'll be really, really bad. Let's move on, shall we? This guy? Okay, here we go. Kendra Wilkinson, some of you know her. She's known across the world as being Hugh Hefner's Wonderful Wild former flame, which is, was one of the wives of Playboy guy, Hugh Hefner. But anyway, there's the good news, though. Good news, started dating Hank Baskett. Hank Baskett is, I think, plays for a Philadelphia Eagle. And now, actually, Kendra Wilkinson's, Hank Baskett is helping Kendra Wilkinson's find God. They said it seems Wilkinson is choosing prayers over posing nowadays. Now, I know a lot of people are going to say, you know, Kendra Wilkinson, yeah, they're not going to believe. You know, anyone can change. I mean, remember that time when Jesus... When people was gonna try to stone the prostitute, and Jesus said, you know, those of you have not sinned, you know, cast the first stone. And then he you know, he told the prostitute, says, you know, go home and sin no more. So I do strongly believe that anyone can change, you know. I mean, who's fair to say Kendra Wilkinson is not a bad, you know, that Kendra Wilkinson is a bad person and is not a good person? Who are they to say that? You know what I mean? So what say you, co-host, the Kendra Wilkinson finding God?
Well, that's good that she's finding the Lord, but did you say that she's married?
No, she's not married. She's married.
What?
She's actually, I don't know if she got married, but she's dating the guy, Hank,
okay.
Basket.
So she wasn't married to Hugh Hefner.
I don't know if they're real married. What do you call that marriage? Because Hugh Hefner is like, you know, has like plenty, you know, several wives, and you know, he takes them into their, you know, to the house or the Playboy Mansion and call them wives. You know.
Oh.
So I don't think they were
married.
Like, yeah, I don't think they were married. They were just be against the law and against, you know.
Yeah. So that's the, you know, if she hasn't been married before and she's looking to get married to the guy and the guy's not, you know, then that's good that he's leading her to the Lord. So
yeah, I think so too. It's for, you know, it's for the better. That's what I think. Now, you know, let's go into Christianity. Now, speaking of Christianity, now Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson's wife actually files for divorce.
Really?
Yeah. She filed for divorce from the actor after 28 years of marriage. Name is Robin Gibson. And she signed last Thursday. That's according to TMZ. There's no prenuptial agreement between a couple who married in 1980. Gibson is worth an estimated, well, you want to hear this? $900 million. That's, he's worth $900 million, Mel Gibson.
Wow.
Robin Gibson is reportedly seeking spousal support, joint custody of their child, Tom, actually, the only minor of the seven children together, and some attorney's, the lawyer's fee. But some sources said that those, quote-unquote, irreconcilable differences may include Mel vacationing with other women. Lily, what you thought, real quick?
Well, I don't really think the divorce is good, and I think that she should forgive him if he did wrong, and I think that the Lord can reconcile their marriage as long, at this point in time.
Huh. That's true. Anyway, let's dump that, and then we are going for a landing right now. Let me read off some of the warning labels that made me laugh early. Get this one. This is so funny. And the cell phone manual warns, don't try to dry your phone in a microwave oven. That's funny, because who would have thought? A hair dryer warns that it never use while sleeping. A curling iron warns, do not use while bathing or in shower. A watercraft warns, never use lit match or open flame to check fuel level. Yeah. Hey, how much is this? Boop. And a two-pronged fish hook warns, harmful if swallowed. iPod Shuffle warns, do not eat iPod Shuffle. Extends male enhancement pill, you know, like the Viagra stuff thing.
Uh-huh.
Extends.
No, that's
do not use while
different.
Pregnant or nursing.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that is funny.
That is
okay.
Because that's the herbal thing.
Yeah. Children's Dimetap warns, be careful when driving a motor vehicle.
Wow.
Razor Scooter warns, this product moves when used. Washing Machine warns, do not put any person in this washer. Clorox Bleach Wipes warns, do not use as diaper wipes or personal cleansing. A Vanishing Fabric Marker, a Vanishing Fabric Ward warns, should not be used as a writing instrument for signing checks or illegal documents.
Wow.
We are going for a landing real quick. Go ahead, you got 15 seconds. What do you got?
All right.
What do you got?
Happy Easter, everybody. Visit shoppingsuperhighway.com. You can get pretty much anything you need on there except for real estate.
All right, www.silverhead.com. All right, have a good night. This is Great Inferno once again. We did the 9 of 9. Woo-hoo! All right, there we go. Catch me again. blogtalkradio.com/Great Inferno. Or you can find me on Facebook. Just type in or Google me. Google me. Great Inferno. I dare you. GR8 Inferno. You're going to find me there. Catch you later. I'm so hungry I can eat cat.